For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Atomic Radio Hour, the show that dives into the records that is post-apocalypse. This is episode 62. I am your host, Vince, and I'm also here with...
your hungry host, Declan.
What's new, bucko?
Not much. Been a little bit exhausting at work. I mean, I'm sure you could relate.
Yes. It's starting to come to a close. I mean, the season, at least, it's starting to slow down a tiny bit.
My season never stops because it's not seasonal work.
Yeah.
I do, for anyone that doesn't know, I do web development. And I actually am going from, like, one pretty big project to be the lead on another project.
Oh, cool.
So I've got a lot of stuff on my plate right now.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a good experience, but there are some things about it that are a little bit bland.
Yeah, I could imagine just kind of like looking at a screen all day would be pretty bland.
Yeah, I mean, I love my coworkers, so that definitely helps.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
No, just like it makes it a much better environment to work in.
You know, I went golfing on Wednesday. God, do I love cantaloupe. Like, so,
yeah. But how are you doing, my friend?
I'm tired. I went to a wedding. That was fun.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, it was nice. We ate. I got sexually assaulted twice. I made a speech. It was fine.
Excuse me?
Yeah, no, it wasn't anything. It was weird. It was really weird. Like, really, really weird.
Would you feel open to elaborating?
Well, yeah, I brought it up.
Okay.
So, okay. I don't feel comfortable around drunk people, like, ever. Like, ever.
Yeah, I know, you're usually pretty uncomfortable with that.
And I don't drink. Every once in a while, I might have a Bloody Mary.
Like, on occasion,
but yeah. But I don't like the taste of it. I don't like the idea of, oh, here's this liquid fun when I can have fun and just drink water. Like, it kind of makes people seem...
I mean, like, Hydro Homies Unite.
It just kind of makes people seem like, I don't want to say bland, where it's like, oh, you need a substance to enjoy yourself. But... It was a military wedding, right? Mm. So my buddy got married, and he's military, and he invites, like, a bunch of people that he's friends with from whatever base he's on. And the one kid tells me the day before he's got Cuban cigars, right?
Hmm.
Now, this kid was, like, a guard at Guantanamo Bay.
And he, shit, really?
Yeah. Like, this dude's seen some shit. And... he was like, he was from the South, and we all had to wear suspenders. So I'm wearing these suspenders, and I'm going up to people going, my father owned this land, and his father before him, and his father now own the land. Like, it was just a fun prop to have.
I own a peanut company from the 1860s.
Yeah, it was just like, don't talk back, or I'll throw you in the box. Like, it was just like, I was taking it wherever it needed to be. And,
as you do, you're a performer at heart.
And I was, he's telling me, he's like, I got these Cubans, and he's like, they smuggled them onto the base for us, but it was one of those things where, like, you could smuggle them, but it didn't fucking matter, everybody knew you
had
them.
Like, no one gave a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, I brought a bunch for everybody. Now, before I even started smoking cigars, I wanted to smoke a Cuban, because I knew they were, like, illegal. And even though the embargo's not... technically up, I don't know how easy or hard it is to get cigars in and out of the country.
It's like relatively difficult.
So I was pretty...
it's not like smuggling a fully grown elephant, but it's like not as easy as just buying it like on AliExpress.
Well, anyway, I was excited.
Yeah.
So I said to him, like, the second we got done with all the ceremony, I'm like, yo, can we smoke these cigars? He's like, yeah, man, give it a second. We'll wait. He's like, we'll wait till everybody's ready. We're done dancing. I'm like, all right, dude, whatever.
Is he a Southerner?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I should have mentioned that. He was from, like, South Carolina. So, which is really funny, because when I started doing the my father owned this land, and my grandmama used to make us pancakes on the back porch. Like, when I started doing that, he tried doing it, and he did a worse Southern accent than me. And I was like, you're from there. Just talk. And, whatever. He's like, hey, I'm like, yo, can we smoke these cigars? There's like 2 hours left at the party. And he's like, yeah, man, let's go out. We'll smoke damn cigars out back. I'm like, fuck yeah. This dude was so country. He unironically said taters instead of potatoes. And it honestly bothered me, because I was like, how old are you? Like, I kind of wanted to bring up a conversation with how he would say spaghetti. Because if he said sketty, I would have never spoken to him again.
Ooh. I mean, tater is only, it's only applicable in tater tots.
Or, yeah.
If you say potato tots, you're a psychopath.
I've never heard anybody say that.
Exactly.
But, okay, so I'm talking to him, and I'm like, yo, cigars. He's like, yes. And I go over to my buddy Dom, and Dom's a big cigar aficionado. And I was like, hello, Dominic. Cigars. Cubans. Outside. Now. And as I'm talking to him, the dude with the cigar's girlfriend, like, gets on top of me. Like, she's on top, like from my back. She, like, jumped on me, and she's, like, dancing on me. Like, on That's top of me.
Bizarre.
And I went, like, I didn't know how to react. I went, can I fucking help you? And
that's a very you way to react, if I'm being real.
I was very much like something in my brain switched, like it was a fucking...
Like, whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
No, like, that's what I'm saying, like, how your brain was going.
Yeah, something switched in me like a Vietnam vet. I was like, they're in the trees? Like, I was not fucking having it. And, like, I said something, and, like, she just looked at me and kept dancing. And I started talking to my buddy again. I'm like, yeah, man, we're going to go outside. And, like, I didn't know what to do. Mm. And part of me was like, is it rude if I move? so I'm like...
Just like, nope.
Well, I didn't do anything. She just kept dancing on me. And I was like, yeah, man, we're going to go outside. And she's a Southerner, too. And she was like, I don't feel like you appreciate my dancing. I went, I don't. And she's like, what? And I go, I don't appreciate that you're all up on top of me. You're literally on top of me, and you're extremely drunk. And she, like, slowed down, and I just walked away. And I was like, holy shit, I think that's a sexual assault.
I mean, it's definitely an uncalled-for contact.
But, like, I was thinking about it when I walked away, and I told somebody else about it. I was like, if I did that to her, I'm a monster. But she did it to me, and it's okay.
And she was a drunk young person.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those, like... And then, like, I was talking about it with someone. I was like, it's going to be 2020. We're still respecting women. And, like, I was like, is that an alpha move or a beta move? That I just walked away. Like, of course, like, it's never cool to take advantage of somebody, especially when they're under the influence. But the way I handled it, like...
I mean, I feel like you handled it appropriately. It was just... You didn't want to be in that situation, so you left.
Dude, it was just so fucking weird. Like, that shit's never happened to me. I was like, you need to step the fuck off. And then I went to...
Please stand behind the yellow line.
And then we went to a bar afterwards, and there was a dude who was not invited to the wedding, who I went over to him, and I said hello, and then he grabbed...
Is it somebody that I know?
Yes. I'll censor the name. Yeah.
I don't think I know who that is. That sounds familiar.
Her older brother, he was... I think when I was a freshman, he was graduating.
Wait, are those the kids that work...
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I know them.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do a lot of censoring there.
No, I will. It's whatever. I like editing now. Well, I should say I like it now. I like learning how to do it better.
Just, like, put, like, duck quacks in there.
I'll do something. So I went over, and he, like, grabbed me? Like
how?
Like
on the shoulder?
No, Declan, not on the fucking shoulder. Like... He put his hands where his hands didn't belong.
Like in the no-no zone.
Yeah, yeah. And I went, get the fuck off. And, like, I gave him a hefty push. I was like, get the fuck off, man. I go, why the fuck would you touch me there? And, like, I walked away to where my buddy was sitting. He was playing chess in this bar. So I went and I, like, sat down with him. And I guess he, like, saw where I went. And he came over and he's, like, saying hi to all these other people that I was with. And he's like, and I'm, like, looking at my phone. Like, I was just really pissed off. And I was like, dude, I just fucking got, like, Michael Jackson'd. And I'm sitting there, like, flipping through my phone. And he comes over to me. He's like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm like, don't fucking be sorry. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Like, that was totally inappropriate.
First time for everything, right?
Yeah. Just so happens that you got the double whammy.
Yeah.
So, it turns out both guys and gals love you.
No, because you know what? You know what, like, I think I should have said to both of them? Like, you're not doing this because you actually enjoy my company. You're doing this because you're drunk.
Yeah, because they have idiot juice.
Like, come back to me when you're not, like... I think that's what bothers me the most about when people drink, is that they're not themselves. And
yeah.
I don't understand why people want to lose control of themselves.
I mean, I've had an alcoholic beverage here or there.
Wait, are you 21?
I don't know.
Are you 21?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. But, like, it's not all that special. Like, yeah, it makes you feel funny. That's great. Helps relax sometimes. That's fun.
See, I don't think when you're so in the at all.
When you're in the company of others, it could be fun to get up to some buffoonery. But yeah, like,
I don't think
it's
I've
not
ever been
like
around you when you're drunk.
I don't really get drunk very often. It's not really my cup of tea.
I just don't like it. I get loud and angry.
Yeah. I like that. Like, there's a difference when it's like, oh, I've had a glass of red wine with a meat. Like, that's different. I'm not drinking in excess to get drunk. I'm having something because it's changing the flavor of my meal.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Every time I've had wine with a meal, I'm like, ooh, this chicken's delicious. This is fucking ass. Like, I'm like, I wish this was water. And I just go back to eating whatever I was eating.
I mean, once you've tasted a bunch of different kinds, you kind of get an idea for the different, like, subtleties in it. You kind of have to Stockholm yourself a little bit, but
that's fucking the dumbest shit I've ever heard. I hate that. And I remember hearing that all the time. I remember, like, in high school when everyone would drink, they'd be like, dude, you just gotta drink, like, 4 or 5 beers and you'll like it. I'm like, if I have to do something 4 or 5 times to like it, I don't like it.
That's fair. And you don't have to.
Like,
but, like, I like to explore different flavors of different wines just because it's just interesting to me how the way they make it changes how it tastes.
The only time I've ever had a wine that I liked was that mead you had.
Yo, I have a bottle of that downstairs, and I actually, a friend that I haven't seen in a long time is coming over tonight, so I'm gonna probably crack it open and be like, yo, mead.
Yeah, Steven just bought some orange mead shit.
Yo, that's probably awesome.
Yeah, and he was telling me, he's like, if anyone's gonna like it, it's gonna be you. I was like, yeah, because I like weird shit.
I love mead. I mean, it's honey wine. What's not to love? It's like drinking, like, syrup.
I don't know. It's tasty, but it's not... I don't know. I just... Don't drink. Even if you're above age.
Yep.
If you're
going to
do it
if you're,
in moderation. Just...
Yeah, if you're above 21, drink responsibly. If you're under, that's against the law in America.
And don't fucking get all up on people.
Yeah, just, like, respect people's privacy.
Like, and I'm not ever going to be the person who's like, yeah, it's fucking inappropriate. But I remember I was like... I don't know. It was just weird. It's never happened to me before. Like, even the dude who was touching me, whatever, like, I knew him. So it's weird, but it's not, like, okay. But, like, the girl, her boyfriend was 10 feet from us. And, like, I didn't speak to you more than, like, maybe 6 paragraphs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like...
It's, like, super uncalled for.
It was like, please stop it. I am not in a safe space. Like, all right, whatever. Speaking of
stop, you violated the law.
Yeah. all right. So, if you listen to last,
let's talk about
episode,
some stuff.
Sorry. It was just one of those things that I kind of wanted to work through.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad we worked through it as a team.
Thanks. So, last week, if you listened to the episode, hopefully we don't have to fucking lose this one and then do everything again. I promised you that we were going to do Andale's lore. Now, we did Andale's lore 2 weeks ago, or a week ago. We're going to do it again, because I got home late, and I don't want to deprive people of lore that I've already written.
Let's do it.
Okay, Andale. I got a new book. New little green book.
Ooh, I can't see it, but I will.
It is touted as the greatest town in Virginia. Four families survived the nuclear war and remained in Andale. After a while, the food shortages they had run out. They resorted to cannibalism. They murdered and consumed outsiders. Followed by inbreeding, which has become a tradition that is passed down from generation to generation. You can explore this quaint little town until you find an old man, or he finds you, and he warns you to leave the town. Okay, so I sent you the picture, Declan, a little while ago.
Yes.
Because we did this a little while ago. There are seven people in this town. There's Willie Wilson.
Oh my god, this is such a freaking...
There's Willie Wilson, all right, hold on. Martha Wilson, Jenny Wilson. There's Jack Smith, Linda Smith, and Junior Smith. And there's old man Harrison Smith. Now, a quote from Willie Wilson. This is paraphrased. But he says, "Family first. And any man that says otherwise is saying something wrong. And you should hit that man. With a stick." Now.
With a big old stick?
I had written down here, I was going to try to write this canonically. Willie Wilson is married to Martha Wilson and is Jenny Wilson's daughter. And then I realize this inbreeding is fucking rampant.
Yeah.
So
we're gonna have the drawing on screen because it is just impossible to follow.
Here is from the notebook. This is the thing, and I'll put a better high quality version on screen. Willie Wilson,
you could, please.
Sorry?
If you could, please, that'd be wonderful.
Willie Wilson is married to Martha Wilson, who their daughter is Jenny Wilson, right?
Right.
Willie Wilson and Martha Wilson are brother and sister. They have a daughter. Willie Wilson's brother is Jack Smith, who is the uncle to Jenny Wilson. Martha Wilson is sisters to Linda Smith. Linda and Jack are married, and they have a son, Junior Smith. Right?
Yep. So far, I hate it all. Continue.
Willie Wilson and Martha Wilson are aunt and uncle to Junior Smith. Jack Smith and Linda Smith are aunt and uncle to Jenny Wilson. Their grandfather, everybody's grandfather and father, is old man Harrison Smith, who's a former cannibal. Now, how do you become a former cannibal? Like, how do you live with yourself after cannibalism?
How do you reform from cannibalism is my question.
How do you live with yourself after generations and generations of Plow and your sister?
I don't think you do. That's just something that you learn to swallow.
Like, so
this is a hot mess. I would love to have, I'd like to make an illustrated version of this.
Oh, please, if you want.
Yeah, if I have the time, I will, but like, this is something.
If you don't have the time, put a message saying that you didn't have the time. If you do,
I didn't
great.
Have the time.
No, like, put a message if you don't.
Oh, okay.
Don't
okay.
just be like, I didn't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, old man Harris, like, how do you hit, like, 70 and you're like, man, I fucked up?
Like, man, I've fucked my daughter too many times and I hate the taste of people.
Like,
and right. Now there's a recording of that coming from my mouth on the internet.
Let me ask you a serious question. This is a very serious question.
Yes.
This is a two-parter.
Okay.
Would you eat human?
Do you want me to answer that first, or do you want me to wait for
no,
all the
that's
questions?
The first part.
If it were between me dying...
No scenario.
Yeah, just yes or no?
No scenario. Yes or no. Would you eat a human?
If I have to go just yes or no, black and white, yes. I'd say no.
Okay, why?
Because I feel like it's just wrong. It just doesn't feel right to me.
Why?
Because that's like another life that has been taken for my own.
And beef, chicken, none of that is another life that's been taken for your own?
Oh, yeah, but like Fuck cows.
Why? It's a sentient life.
You're not gonna do this philosophy shit on me. If a cow were to walk in and say, dude, don't eat me, I'd be like, dude, you're good.
No, I won't. I don't think you would. You say all the time how much you love beef. I think you'd be like, all right, I won't eat this one. I love beef.
Yeah, I won't eat that one.
That's fucked up. So if you found a mute person, we can eat that one.
I mean, I'm sure they would have an objection.
You don't think a cow has an objection?
Well, probably, but like, I don't...
You ever see those videos of the cows being pushed into the slaughterhouse and they know what's coming and they don't want to die?
Yeah. But
I'm willing to consider going vegan.
I knew you were getting to that. I'm willing to feign ignorance. Yeah, I like the taste of meat too much.
So what's the difference if you try people, a little human?
People have, like, reason and, like, if you're a religious type, souls. And, like, a personal identity that is able to be deconstructed by our human brains. It just doesn't feel right to eat another person. They're a person. Like, they're a person.
I don't know. What classifies a person?
I don't know, dude. I'm not.
No, seriously, what classifies a person? Someone who wakes up and goes to work and pays bills?
No, I'd say someone that has,
So we can eat the working class.
Stop putting words in my mouth.
I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm asking you questions.
Well, let me answer them.
Okay, go on.
What qualifies a person, I guess, would be someone with an identity and the ability to reason.
Okay.
The ability to reason and communicate with others, even if it's a different language, the ability to communicate thoughts and feelings and, like, have, like, a cognitive reason, that's a person.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm no expert. Like I said, if a pig looked up at me and said, like, dude, it's really fucking uncool that you're about to eat me, I'd be like, say no more, dude. No biggie. I'll find a different one that doesn't tell me and shame me into not eating.
But you eat his brother.
I mean, if his brother objects, I won't eat his brother.
Okay. All right. I see.
Reason is the number one key for me.
So what if you find someone who's like a sociopath who can't reason? They're fair game?
Fuck them. I'll eat the shit out of them.
Of a sociopath?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I was trying to make good radio. I don't know. I don't want to eat people, Vince.
Okay. All right, part two.
Okay.
Do you eat ass? This is what this entire show has been. I don't want to make a fucking Fallout podcast. I just wanted to get you on the spot to ask you 61 episodes in if you eat ass.
I've given my answer to the camera. Let's continue.
All right.
Vince, I have a question for
sure.
you. Would you eat people?
I think I'll try anything twice.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've thought about this for a long time.
Just black and white?
Just black and white. Yeah. Like, black and white, yes. Now, if you could put stipulation on it, like...
I would like to do my stipulations, too. Okay. Later.
Yeah. My stipulations would be, like, is everything legal? Like, is the person okay with it? Yeah.
Is there legal recourse?
Like...
That's a big one.
Am I going to be somewhere where it's going to be safe? Yeah, I'll do it. I mean, just black and white. Whether... Like, that's why I said black and white, because I know that if I was given the opportunity, everything's legal, it's prepared correctly. I think it's called tryptophan that's in it that makes people shake. That's why you can't eat people, because you shake. If that is cooked out of it, because bear meat has that in that... has that chemical in it, but if you cook it out, you can get rid of it. So if you can cook a predominant amount of it out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So if it were safe and legal and the person being eaten blessed you to do it.
Yeah, it's the dangerous game argument.
Yeah.
Like, we hunt everything else except for man. Like, there's not much I don't eat. I don't really like venison.
But you know what? I do feel similar to you with those stipulations. I would probably say yes. But otherwise, without that very strict situation, it would be no.
Well, no, that's why I said black or white, because it's a morbid idea. Like, it's a morbid idea to be like, oh, to eat people is gross. Yeah,
A-okay to eat that dude.
But, like, you have to realize that if you agree to the stipulations I just gave, then you're agreeing to, yes, eat people. So,
fine.
You know what I mean? Like, all I'm saying is that if given the opportunity, I would try it. I also don't understand why in the Fallout games we don't see more of this.
I think it's just part of like a one little bit of morality that has leaked into the future society.
What do you mean?
That like eating people morality? Bad.
Is it? But is it in a time of survival?
That's what I'm saying. Like that. The eating people bad is a very, like, societal thing for us.
No. But I'm saying,
it's like a learned behavior.
Exactly.
So, in the Fallout games, that's just a little bit of learned behavior that has permeated through the generations, is what I'm saying.
Seems a little convenient.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Alright,
Oh, I have another question for you. Eat ass?
Of course. How many times have you gone over this? How long have you known me? This grandfather man, he's just like, yeah, fuck these people. Don't go in there. And then you can go into their basement and you can find out that in their basement, you can either get a key or pick the lock, is fucking tons and tons of strange meat. You can bring this strange meat to Little Lamplight and they feed it to the fungus. I don't ever remember doing this quest, but I read about it. It's one of those, like,
I don't either.
Bring me a
thing.
That's
an unmarked, isn't it?
Sorry?
That's an unmarked quest, right?
It might be, because it's one of those, like, the ears and the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, bring strange meat, feed it to the fungus, and they give you caps.
Hmm.
So. Yeah. You want to say anything about people eaters?
The only ones that I like are one-eyed, one-horned, and flying in purple.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. But what else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I was you said since we were talking about eating people, you wanted to talk about something that we haven't really spoken about much, even though we're a show about the end of the world, and that's zombies.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of strange that we've gone basically a year, save for the I Am Legend episode. We haven't really talked about zombies.
Oh, wow.
They're...
I don't even consider them... Let's define zombies.
Zombies are a reanimated, once-human creature that's sole goal is to eat other humans.
Okay.
Is that a fair definition?
Yeah. I'm kind of a purist and want to add some things to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Decomposing.
Yes.
Cannot run.
Yes, zombies cannot run. Infected run.
Yes.
That's important.
And are only dead once shot in the head.
Yes, once the brain is destroyed, that's when they're done.
I don't care who you say. Two infected running at you is scary. A horde of 400 fucking shuffling at you is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like lava. Like, oh, that lava's slow. And you look away and you look back and, oh no, it's right there. Like,
yeah.
So what do you want to, what do you want to talk about exactly?
I don't know, I just like, I feel like the, like, pop culture relevance of zombies was very, like, 2012.
Yeah.
So, like, I was just, I want to kind of have, like, a retrospective. Like, let's talk about things about zombies that we like, some, like, movies or examples of zombies that you think are the best.
Okay.
There's
one thing I want
to
say.
Like, Just completely, like, stream of consciousness, let's talk about zombies.
For those who don't remember, or weren't around for it, which is weird to think of, 2012 zombie phenomenon craze thing is kind of what battle royales are now.
Yeah, basically. It was zombies and bacon for a while.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. And a lot of Hot Topic.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? Do you ever shop at Hot Topic?
Once in a while, I'll go in, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I go in just to fucking...
Just, like, look around.
Yeah, you know.
Find some knickknacks.
They always sold band shirts.
Mm-hmm.
But they always sold the band shirts super fucking small.
Yeah.
Like, a 2X band shirt that fit, like, a large.
Yeah.
I was like, my guy, I want to rep the Wu-Tang Clan.
Woo.
And
woo,
you're
woo.
Fucking... You're... whatever.
Yeah.
No, I just... I remember it. I remember being really all about it.
Yeah, like, Walking Dead was the shit when it came out.
I'm trying to think where it all started, because I think the earliest bit of it was in fucking World at War.
Yeah, like Call of Duty Zombies.
Yeah, there
the
was
original
a long,
one.
There was a long time where it was like, yo, get on zombies. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember Black Ops Zombie being the peak for me.
Was
for
that the one where we got to play as Kennedy?
I don't remember.
I think that's the one where we got to play as Kennedy. Because you got to play as Kennedy, LBJ, I want to say Nixon, and Fidel.
Yeah.
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 Just, I or Emma did not cheat on my wife. You're shooting zombies.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure when you bought, like, guns or upgrades, he's like, ask not what you can do for your country, or what your country can do for you. Whatever. Fucking, that man was a legend, doing coke in the White House and talking about space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zombies were a fucking huge deal for a long, long time.
Yeah, Call of Duty Zombies,
Left
4
Dead.
Walking,
Left
4
Dead
Left
were
for
not
dead.
Zombies, though. They were infected.
Big. Those were infected. But filled in with the pop culture. What else was big? Walking Dead, big.
What's the fucking mall game?
Dead Rising! Yep.
Dead Rising
is so fucking
good,
dude.
Not a big fan of that game.
I loved Dead Rising 1 and 2.
I don't like timed games.
That's a fair thing. That's a certain taste.
I don't like this constant rush of like I just want to fucking walk around a mall and kill zombies. Like that's what
like
I
don't
want to
be
was.
Anxious the entire time I'm playing.
Like there's certain games where I want to be anxious the whole time I'm playing, like Resident Evil 7, which zombies, they're more of like molded creatures. I wouldn't say zombies.
Yeah. Where do you, tangent, where do you place Last of Us Undead?
They're not zombies, they're infected.
They're not zombies, they're infected. Because
it's based
off of
a disease that ants get.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's like a carrion fungus or something?
I don't know.
I just heard it, like, the other day, it came up in conversation.
In the Discord, link to the Discord in the description below, Cool Uncle Kyle put that they're finally having a Last of Us media event. So, we're probably going to get news on Last of Us 2 coming out soon. I've been talking a lot about The Last of Us lately, and I don't know why. I was just actually at this wedding, someone asked me about how I liked the new Red Dead, and I was like, I don't. And we started talking about, games that made us cry. And I was like, Red Dead 1, the first fucking 40 minutes of The Last of Us, something else is in there somewhere. You're there?
I'm trying to look at this fungus. How do you fucking pronounce it?
If you look up the footage of the ants...
It's Ophicordyceps?
Oh.
Cordyceps sounds familiar.
Yeah, Cordyceps. That's like fucking Oxycontin's brother.
Well, that's like the full name of the fungus is Ophicordyceps I can't read that. Unilarius?
You know, and how does it affect the ant?
It's a parasite that goes and drills into the brain and takes over the nervous system.
Yeah, not a zombie. The body might technically like be dead, and it might be reanimated, but it's infected.
Yeah, that's an infected.
And I don't know where do you fall on infected versus zombies? Because I prefer zombies. I don't like infected as much.
It depends what mood I'm in. Like, I think. Zombies are great if I'm, like, in the mood for something classic, like Night of the Living Dead kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. What's the fucking... Like, what's the one with fucking Woody from Cheers? Zombieland.
Yeah, Zombieland.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah. I think if I'm in, like, more of, like, a classic mood or, like, I want, like, classic horror, zombies are where it's at. If I want to be anxious and I want action, that's where Infected come in. Like, Left 4 Dead, it's a game that I haven't played a lot of, but every time I play it, I'm like, man, this is fucking fun.
You gotta play it with mods.
Oh, yeah.
There's a mod that every time the big tanky chargy guy shows up, it plays X Gon' Give It To You. And I had something with Johnny Bravo that, like, every time he picked up health, he went, oh, mama.
Man, fucking HL2.exe.
Dude, fucking all those games are the same engine. They're the same fucking game.
Yeah, the HL2 engine is ridiculously versatile.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but I guess I kind of prefer Infected.
That's a dirty word. No, it isn't. I don't know. I just don't... I remember, like, it was a super fun idea. And... we haven't had a good zombie game in a while, and I think that's kind of for the better, because...
they were really overdone for a time.
Yeah. It was everywhere you turned, it was a first-person shooter and or a zombie game.
Yeah. Question.
Yeah.
Favorite zombie movie and favorite infected movie? Or, like, one that you like. Doesn't have to be your favorite. Just, like, a top pick in each.
I haven't seen the whole thing, so I don't feel like it's right that I say it, but I liked parts of the Omega Man I saw, even though I think that's closer to vampires than zombies.
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
I'm totally blanking, because I like I Am Legend, but it's not... you know, it's a popcorn movie for me.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I don't know. Fill in the gaps.
My favorite zombie movie would probably be Shaun of the Dead.
That's a good one, but I don't think I've ever seen it. One. Like, I've seen all of it, but not together.
I mean, I'm a sucker for a comedy. And I like British humor. So
I can't think of the dude who made those movies, but it's... that, World's End... Shaun of the Dead, World's End... Hot Fuzz in one other movie that he
made. They're all in the same universe.
Yeah. But, okay, so Shaun of the Dead, what else? Shaun of the Dead is good, but like I said, I haven't seen it together. I've seen it, like, Comedy Central.
It's Simon Pegg.
No, not him, the director.
Oh, the director?
Yeah, I know Simon Edgar Wright. Edgar Wright, yes.
Yep.
It's one of those, like, Comedy Centers to have on all the time, so I would, like, this is the beginning, and this is the middle, and this is the end, but I never saw it together, so I can't...
In terms of infected movies.
Did you see World War Z?
I've seen parts of it.
I heard it's a mess.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess. I mean, I'm looking through, like, a list of infected movies.
I can't even think of...
I prefer infected games. I like zombie movies. That's important to distinct.
See, when I think of, like, I don't really like horror movies, but the horror movies I like are more, like, psychological. Like, like The Thing.
Yeah.
Fucking love The Thing. Soylent Green. That's a really good one. Like, that's...
Soylent Green is...
Why would you say that?
You can bleep it.
Okay, I will.
I guess if I have to pick a movie for infected, it'd be 28 Days Later.
That's another one that I haven't seen all of, but it's, like, Steven's favorite movie. So
it's a good one.
I know. There's a really good song from it, and I can never remember the name of it. I don't know.
I mean, there's, of course, the original Dawn of the Dead. Like, that's great.
That's the first
movie.
One. That's the first zombie movie.
Yeah.
That was filmed in Monroeville, Pennsylvania.
Was it?
Yep. Yeah, and that was, like, one of the first movies to have a black protagonist.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
Night of the Living Dead, 1968. That's a good
one.
Wait,
which was the first one?
Night of the Living Dead is 1968.
The one you said before that.
Dawn of the Dead is 78.
Oh, switch that then. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The second one you said, I'm pretty sure, is Monroeville, and it has the first black protagonist. I could be flipping that, though. I'm not sure. It's Romero, right?
Which one? Living Dead?
Both of them.
Yeah, Romero is Night of the Living Dead, and Dawn of the... Yeah, they're both Romero.
Okay. I don't know. I can't really think of a movie that, like, instantly... You know what's a really good book? A really, really phenomenal book?
What'd it be?
Day by Day Armageddon.
I'm not sure if I've ever heard that.
Phenomenal. Steven recommended to me many moons ago. He used to be a huge reader. And he it's written by a U.S. veteran, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote it from the perspective of a U.S. veteran who's going through the apocalypse, Armageddon, through his journal. So you read journal entries. So you're never reading it as it's happening. You're reading it as things have happened.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So the first book is fucking phenomenal. The second book I never finished because I guessed the ending. And Steven did one of those, well, you're not wrong. And I went, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So I kind of gave up on it. But the first one is so, so good. I think there's four or five of them now. And it's, I can't remember the soldier's name, but it's his story. Like, he has a dog for a while, and he, like, booby-trapped everything. And, like, there's this, and it, like, doesn't hide from the harshness that is the zombie apocalypse. He's, like, there's a scene where he had to get into a car, and there was a baby that was a zombie. Or maybe it wasn't a zombie, I don't remember. In the back of the, no, it wasn't a zombie. In the back of a car seat.
Oof.
And he heard the baby crying, and he's like, one, this baby's going to attract attention, and two, if this baby turns, like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And he does what he has to do, and he's like, if there's a God, I hope he forgives me.
Hope he what?
He's like, if there's a God, I hope he forgives me.
Man,
yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, it's one of
That's a shit choice.
Yeah, it's just not, it's not fucking...
Do you want me to go down the IMDb list of top favorited zombie movies?
Sure.
It's zombie slash infected films,
right,
so
it
mixes them together. Let me see. Let me just make sure these are going in proper.
What's our time?
Our time is 42.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to go by popularity. Is that fair?
Sure.
Most popular on IMDb is World War Z.
Out.
Zombieland.
I've only seen it once or twice, and I remember liking it.
Yeah, I remember liking it. Shaun of the Dead.
I remember liking the parts I've seen.
It's a good one. It's a really fun watch.
No, I know. I just, like I said, I haven't seen the whole thing.
28 Days Later, another one.
Another one that I have to watch.
Mm-hmm. Resident Evil, 2002.
You know
I've never seen that
You know what
actually.
I like about those movies?
Its Metascore was 33.
Yeah, but it's... I think it's... Wait, is that reviewers or fans?
It's... I don't know. It just... It's kind of like a list that just shows all the stats.
Well, those that are really cool is, like, they just keep making Resident Evil movies, but it's the same actress every time, which I can kind of get behind. What else?
Next up is Dawn of the Dead, the 2004 remake. I really like that movie.
I'm not a big fan of remakes, but I also haven't seen it.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
You know what? I would recommend it. I would endorse
really?
It. I do really like the remake.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen the original?
I actually don't know if I've seen the original.
I bet you... All right, we'll go on.
28 Weeks Later.
I think I've seen that.
I don't think I've seen that
I think I've seen that a long, long, long time ago, and I don't remember it.
Dawn of the Dead, the original, 1978.
Can't say that I've seen it all the way.
Night of the Living Dead, 1968.
No.
And Warm Bodies, 2013.
Warm Bodies. Is that the one of the dude who's a zombie who fucking turns back into a human through love?
I don't remember.
Click on that one.
All right, hold on. I'll open a new tab. Just so you know, I read that list from most popular to, like going down. That was the top 10. There is 30 on this list that are, like, honorable mentions.
Okay.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah,
or
I want to know what Warm Bodies is about before we get off of that.
After a highly unusual zombie saves a still-living girl from an attack, the two form a relationship that sets in motion events that might transform their entire lifeless world.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the Love Cures Zombification movie.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure it's if you bone a zombie, they come back to human.
That's somebody's fucking fetish.
You know what? There's something for everyone.
All right. What else is there?
On the list?
Yeah.
Continuing down after that, Return of the Living Dead. That's 1985. Wreck. Never heard of that one.
No.
It's like REC, as in like a recording on a camera.
Oh, those. Yeah, I remember those. Yeah. See, like, I'm looking at my posters that I have on my wall here, and the drive-in by us, Declan, the one that only shows old movies on 35mm,
yeah.
I have a...
I love that place.
It's fantastic. I wish they'd sponsor us. I have right here, I'm looking at it, it's Zombie Fest 2. This is from fucking, like, I want to say, like, almost 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
It was...
Because they make their posters for their events. I think they're so cool.
Yeah, and they make them look like actual movie posters. I'd show them, but I don't want to give away where we live. So, this one has, like... It says 9 movies, 3 nights, a marathon, Memorial Day weekend marathon. a mammoth Memorial Day weekend marathon.
And you know that it would have been read in that kind of style of voice.
Oh, fuck yeah. It would have been read in that grindhouse fucking...
Yeah.
2 people enter, 1 people leaves. There's a man with a shotgun for a leg. This summer, we bring you Leg Gun. Like, fucking just filmed on a fucking shoestring budget of 39 cents and a fucking Hostess pack of Twinkies. It's 1972.
All of the blood is chocolate syrup.
Yeah, fucking Robert Rodriguez presents... Death by the Numbers! Like, fucking... So, I'm looking at all these movies...
Fun fact, it's super easy to make movie blood.
Is it?
Yeah. And when I said chocolate syrup, that's not
well,
a lie.
That's what fucking Kubrick? No. No. No.
No.
Hitchcock?
No. Yes.
Hitchcock, thank you. That's what Hitchcock used for Psycho.
Yeah. No, because I have a friend that's in film and animation.
Are you still friends with her?
And yeah.
How's she
absolutely.
Doing?
She's doing good. I saw her like 2 days ago.
She fucking hated me.
No, she
did. Yes, she did. Every time I said something, she came at me. And I remember the last day that she was here, I went, can I fucking help you? I was like, what? Why? Everything I say, you gotta come at me for. But go on.
No, but when she had like a practical effect assignment. And how you actually make it is chocolate syrup, a shit ton of red dye, and like cornstarch. And just mix it up real good.
Huh.
And it just makes, like, this super viscous, reddy, brown substance.
Cool.
And it's just, it's very bloody. It's cool. And delicious, too.
Really?
Yeah. Stuck my finger in that shit. next up on the list, well, Day of the Dead,
hold
1985.
On a second. Hold on a second.
Yes.
What I wanted to get at with this poster
yeah,
is
go.
That a lot of these movies are just B-movies. Like, mm-hmm. The Beyond, Shockwave, Night of the Zombies... Something in Hell. Like, I'm sorry, it's kind of far away. The Children. Not of the Corn.
The Children.
But, like... Boogans. Like, it's all fucking... it's all B-movies. It's all just, like, these the type of zombie movie I like are B-movies that you could turn your brain off and just go... I really like cinema from the 60s and 70s.
It's fun.
Well, not even that it's fun. It's just, it's got heart and passion in it. And mm-hmm. I'd rather watch something that looks like it was made on a budget of, like, $35,000, and it's a bunch of people hanging out and having fun, and not just, like, this is special like, effect. I like practical effects.
I appreciate practical effects.
I don't want to see a CGI zombie, because in 5 years, that CGI zombie is going to look like PS1 graphics.
Yeah.
The only CGI movie that I can say will age somewhat gracefully is Endgame. Because, oh my god, Hulk looks so good in that movie.
Oh, I agree, yeah.
Like, that's the only movie that I think is gonna last the 10... I think it's gonna beat the 10-year mark, because I think that they work so hard on that movie. But, mm-hmm. like, The Lion King in a few years is gonna look like garbage. I think... Yeah. It looks like garbage now. I think a lot of CGI movies, like I Am Legend, when we watch that, it's a 10-year-old movie. It does not look good. Like, everything about that movie, and I said it in the review, kept taking me out of it. Like,
yeah, it's a little bit iffy
like,
at points.
Everyone shits on the new Star Wars, but the thing I liked about the new Star Wars, especially A New Hope Part 2, is that mm-hmm. it was practical effects.
Yeah, they use, like, practical masks for most of it.
When they had to use CGI, they use CGI, and I'm more forgiving of that because the effort, the love, and the passion, like, if you make a movie that doesn't use practical effects, Jim Henson died in vain. Like,
yeah.
I just like Muppets, too. And I think that that's, like, Avenue Q. That's, like, another fucking great use of practical puppet effects. But that's also a show. Whatever. So go down the list. I'm sorry. Tangent over.
Number 13 was Day of the Dead, 1985.
Does Coco count as a zombie movie?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Sorry, go on.
The Crazies, 2010. Never heard of that.
Crazies. I've heard of that.
After a strange and insecure plane crash, an unusual toxic virus enters a quaint farming town. Young people are quarantined, but they fight for survival along with the help of a couple of other people.
I think I remember that.
You know what? Actually, I think I do remember that, too. I think I've seen that on, like, on sci-fi or, like, on, like, TV.
That's another thing. Like, I like sci-fi, like, the sci-fi channel's zombie movies, because they're awful. Like,
they're just bad, but they're fun to watch.
Yeah, they're made on, like...
It's junk food TV. It's another junk food TV.
Yes.
I love junk
food
TV.
Yes. All right,
next one. Land of the Dead, 2005. This one looks... The cover looks atrocious.
Can't say that I know.
Life After Beth, 2014.
Is that, like, a zombie Macbeth?
I don't know, but the person on the cover is Audrey Plaza, so I would give it a chance.
Yeah. As long as she's not playing sarcastic girl number 5.
True. A young man's recently deceased girlfriend mysteriously returns from the dead, but he slowly realizes she is not the way that he remembers her.
Hilarity ensues.
That was number 16. Number 17, Diary of the Dead. A lot of these just seem like young people battle zombies.
Yeah.
Dead Snow, 2009.
I'm good.
This one has Nazi zombies, though.
Which one? Dead Snow is from 2009?
Yeah.
I think I've seen that.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
For real?
No, yeah. I was going to ask.
Wait, here, let me read the description. A ski vacation turns horrific for a group of medical students as they find themselves confronted by unimaginable menace, Nazi zombies.
If this is the one I think, at the end of the movie, it takes place in, like, Norway. Mm-mm. And... towards the end of the movie, there's, like, Nordic Nazi zombies. So, like, they're ripped dudes that are, like, 6, almost 7 feet tall with these massive beards.
Jesus.
I remember...
Some, like, Draugr from Skyrim.
Kind of. Like, did you ever see the Techno-Viking meme?
Maybe?
That's ancient internet. That's, like, fucking, like... That's my dial-up noise. Internet. Like fucking. I'll put a fucking the gif of Techno Viking. Yeah,
so that's number 18.
That's actually like a surprisingly decent movie.
I'd give it a shot.
One I think it is, I gotta ask my mom. My mom loves zombie movies. She loves horror.
The next one is Black Sheep, 2006.
Never heard of
that. I've never heard of that one. And number 20 is Rec 2.
Yeah, no.
If we, just like perusing the rest of the list, there's a couple more wrecks, Fido, The Horde, Dead and Breakfast, Undead or Alive, a Zombity, Tokyo Zombie, Romeo and Juliet versus the Living Dead.
Great.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yes.
Necroville. And there are a couple other ones that I skipped that looked
boring. I like zombies. I think they're a fun idea. I'm also happy that the fad is over.
Yeah. All right, wait. What about your favorite? All right, just pick your favorite zombie game. Zombie / infected game. I wanna definitely end it off on our favorites.
The Last of Us?
Yeah, me too.
Just because of story?
Yeah, The Last of Us is a fucking masterpiece.
The worst ending ever? Ellie? Black screen. Fuck that. I don't think that gives anything away, does it? There's literally no context.
Yeah. But hey, Last of Us 2.
Yeah. Apparently there was a thing someone was telling me that someone who's, like, at Sony called the dude who was, like, the head designer man. like the director of The Last of Us, and called him and goes, you can't be serious with this ending.
Really? For Last of Us 1?
Yeah, he's like, you can't fucking be serious. He's like, that's what you're going to do to me? He's like, I played that for how long? I got that invested. That's what you're going to do to me. I'm excited for Last of Us 2. That's actually a game that I can genuinely say that I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for that also. You know what else I'm excited for, though?
What would that be?
I didn't say my favorite. Oh, yeah, I said Last of Us. Yeah. I'm excited for Shane Ivers. He's been making a lot of music recently. He's a peach. Most importantly, he made Feather Duster our intro track. If you want to get that jam, you can get it at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. Actually, I was just on silvermansounds.com a few days ago getting some music for an upcoming project.
Really?
Yes, I was.
He's
cranking them out.
He really is. Every day I see on his Twitter, he's just like, more and more and more and more.
And I love to support Shane Ivers.
He's the man. Seriously, go listen to his stuff. His stuff, even though it's like free to use music, it's all great.
It's like, it's really good, like, yeah.
If he would release an album, I'd buy it.
Mm-hmm. Do I talk about social media?
There's links to our social media in the description below. There's the show's Twitter, at Atomic Radio Hour, on Twitter, on Instagram, pretty much anywhere that there's a social media site, we're there. There's also links to our Twitter. Declan and myself, personally. You can follow us if you want. You don't have to, but it's an option. And there's also a link to our Discord. Discord is always a fun spot. You can come in and talk about fucking literally anything.
Don't talk about zombies. Let's get some Boone's Wife in the chat.
Let's get one Boone's Wife. Throw a Boone's Wife in now, Declan. Cube's already typing.
Yeah, Cube's ready.
Cube's got it. Hey, Cube.
Cube. That's Cube. We love Cube.
Hold on, I'm going to reply. Cube's a Patreon supporter of ours. If you like the show and you want to see the show get bigger and better and greater and funnerer and gooderer, you can...
We're improving.
Yeah, just if you want to just see it improve, you can throw us a couple bucks. It's not mandatory. There's some incentives on there. You can take a look for yourself. If you don't feel like paying monthly, or if you want a little bit of memorabilia to go with it, we also have some merch. We have some t-shirts, some stickers. I think we have a hoodie or two, a duvet, a shower curtain.
We've got a clock.
The clock actually, Frank. The clock looks great.
Did you get one?
I didn't get one yet, but it looks great. You don't have to. Again, it's just if you want. There's links to everything in the description below.
Check that out.
I think that's about everything.
That's about everything we've got. I mean, we do have to say thank you to our patrons. Oh, we thank yes. Cube.
Thank you.
But we
Cube.
Also have Noah.
Wait, hold on. Don't just skip over Cube. Don't just skip over Cube.
No. All right.
Thank you, the friendly companion Cube.
Thank you, the friendly companion
being a Cube. Patreon supporter once again. Thank you. We appreciate it. Noah. You as well, my good man. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. You're keeping the lights on.
Anything else?
I think that's it for me. That's it for you.
Alrighty. Declan, I never know how to end these things.
Yeah, I mean, how about we just end it by clicking the stop record button?
Alright, bye!
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.